This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name is Simon Smart and you're listening to Life and Faith. Well, when you think about the big questions of life, do you think of theology, the study of the nature of God, as being somewhere to turn? Well, someone who does think so is theologian Kevin Van Hooser from Wheaton College in the US. And this week I'm bringing you part of an interview I did with him in his home north of Chicago. In this part of the interview, I began by asking him, what are the big theological questions that all people ask?
The big questions, I think, have to do with meaning. Is there a meaning in life? Why am I here? Who am I? Do I have value? Where does my value come from? Can I make a difference in this life? Am I simply one more piece of matter in motion? Random motion, so that what I do doesn't matter. And then the other big question is there something for which I can hope and have a rational hope? Is there something? And then the question, what is a good life? How do I define that? All these questions they're not new, but they've actually been marginalized, I think, to some extent in our society. In the universities, for example, there are departments of various specialized knowledge, but there's no department anymore that specializes in the meaning of life. And so my concern is that we are producing a number of specialists who have an incredible amount of knowledge about this area and this area and this area, but who is asking the big questions that humans need about meaning, about why we're here, what we should be doing, and is there something for which we can meaningfully hope?
Now, you obviously think that Christianity has some very real and important answers to those sorts of questions.
Yes, with regard to all the ones I answered, I think I do know who I am, where I've come from, what I'm to be doing. I don't want to be complacent about it. I did not discover these answers. Christianity begins with someone saying that they know something because they saw it or they heard it. It begins with testimony to something that has happened in the real world. So it's not a system of ideas. It's not a philosophy. It's not a system of morality. It's really the after effect of something that happened in history that begins to answer these questions: who we are, why we're here, where we're going. And it's all tied up in the Christian framework with what happened in the life and fate of Jesus Christ.
Your field makes you delve into those very questions very deeply. Does that activity ever make you doubt your faith?
You know, I'm not a superstitious person by temperament. I think maybe a skeptic and fairly critical. But I have to say, I've looked at every argument and piece of evidence that I can think of that counts against Christianity, and much of it does count, by the way, and I think particularly the problem of evil counts as some kind of an argument or a piece of counter evidence. But I have to say, at the end of the day, that I haven't found a more satisfactory explanation for the evidence, such as it is. I'm obviously biased, but I've gone beyond the call of duty, perhaps, to investigate other belief systems and other philosophies, and I would hope that others would extend the same courtesy to the Christian faith.
Is doubt, at least at some level, part of faith?
I suppose I do have doubts about this or that interpretation of things. For example, because of modern science, we have changed the way we think about nature. And so I can doubt the way previous generations have thought about things. I would distinguish doubt from despair, however. And so perhaps I spoke too quickly. Some evidence causes me to doubt interpretations of a biblical text, of my former beliefs, to be sure, even of my theory of knowledge. I've had doubts about all sorts of theories and interpretations. But those doubts have never led me to despair about the substance of the Christian faith and the source of my hope and meaning. It's never, for some reason, gone that far. I have had students who've read the works of Ludwig Feuerbach, his book, The Essence of Christianity, and that seems to me to have been one of the most potent doubt-inducing books of which I've ever come across.
Dangerous thing to give your students that book.
Well, yes and no. I'd rather have them meet the most potent objections in our classroom where we can discuss it openly and without them being afraid of reprisal. Let's hear the most potent argument. And Feuerbach's argument is simply that God is a projection or an invention of human beings. Feuerbach, it's a very suspicious idea, but his idea is that when we say something about God, we're actually saying something about what we value. We need to hear that skeptical suggestion, and then we need to face it, and then we need to respond to it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.